And we are joining. We are joined this morning on the phone with Max Nguyen of St. Vinny's, and all the St. Vinny's stores are closed right now. But that doesn't mean you aren't having a lot to do to help people out right now.
For sure, yeah. Our stores have been closed kind of since the beginning of all this, and with that, we lose the revenue. I think it's going to be over $1 million up till now. So it's kind of a big chunk of change for our food pantry, which is still running, and also our pharmacy. And both have gone to curbside delivery to increase safety. And our food pantry, of course, is looking for monetary donations. We're giving out 60 to 70 pounds of food per family and helping up to 145 families per day that we are open. So certainly the need is still there, and we could use your help more than ever.
Have you been seeing the need growing a lot during this crisis?
Yeah, I would say so. It's kind of peaked and gone down a little bit, and it's kind of evened out now. A lot of our food pantry staff are used to seeing similar faces that come back every month, and we've seen a lot of new folks that have found themselves without jobs and needing supplementary food to help maybe pay the bills and things like that. So, like I said, it's kind of been at about 500 plus families per week, and it's basically kind of stayed there.
And tell us about this pharmacy program. I wasn't familiar with that.
Yeah, that's one of our hidden gems, I guess, as far as how we help those right here in Dane County. But it is the only free standalone charitable pharmacy in the entire state of Wisconsin. And we are currently helping our current 400 patients, and we are supplying them with 90-day supplies of medicine instead of the normal 30 days of free medicine. And that includes insulin, which many folks are familiar with for those who have diabetes.
Wow. So now, so much. Did you say that you're down $1 million, you think?
Yes, at least. I know in the first 3 weeks, it was about $600,000. And obviously, we've gone past the three-week mark a couple weeks ago. And so a lot of the time, the stores are about half the revenue that we need to run our program. So that's been a huge, as you can imagine, difference, not having those open and be able to collect those donations and sell those to use that money in turn to help our programs.
So as far as donations, go online, or what's the best, easiest way to do it?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go online, and the website is svdpmadison.org/donate, or you can just simply go to the website, svdpmadison.org, and find a link on there as well.
Holy cow, Max, keep up the good fight. I didn't realize, Kitty, all this stuff that we buy there helps so much.
I know, and I, you know, a lot of people are really jonesing to donate stuff, so they're holding on to it for when the stores open up again. I just imagine this panacea of awesome stuff that I'm going to get to buy when you do reopen.
Oh, for sure, and yeah, I think a lot of folks aren't familiar with all the programs that we have. Like I said, along with our pantry and pharmacy, we also have two housing programs. And we also give out vouchers, cribs, and furniture vouchers to our stores for families that need it as well. So certainly those donations help physically, the monetary donations help, and also just shopping. But obviously can't shop right now, so hold on to those you know, those goods and things, and hopefully we can get back going once this thing is over.
Absolutely. Give us the website one more time.
Yeah, so the website is svdpmadison.org, and then the donation, a quick link, is svdpmadison.org/donate.
Perfect. Max, thank you for taking a few minutes with us. Good luck, man.
For sure, and thanks for having us on, and we really appreciate all the support from the community for those right here in Dane County.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.